This goes to Matt, M-A-T-T, Larson, L-A-R-S-O-N, P-A-C, fax 616-696-4860. Regarding Diane Fish, F-I-S-H, date of birth 5-6-1957. Dear Mr. Larson, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Fish with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, secondary to chronic interstitial nephritis. PPIs are suggested suspected as the cause of the chronic interstitial nephritis and have been discontinued years ago, and chronic hypotension. Her last visit was October 17th of last year. She had been going to Florida every year, but there have been some problems with her youngest grandson, and she did come back under quite a great deal of stress, and she developed severe left lower quadrant abdominal pain. She was seen in the emergency room and was diagnosed with diverticulitis. They did prescribe a couple of medications, which are dangerous for chronic kidney disease patients. So instead, she took amoxicillin and another antibiotic, but she's not sure which one. And now, within 2 days, the pain was completely gone, and she's feeling 100% better today. Now she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, no abdominal pain, no blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no dizziness or syncopal episodes, no chest pain or palpitations, and no rashes or excessive bruising. Medication list is reviewed. She's on Renvela 800 milligram, one before each large meal. Phenergan is 25 milligram every 6 hours as needed for nausea. Ambien, 5 milligram at bedtime as needed for insomnia, and she does not take this regularly. Baking soda tablets are 325 milligram, two tablets once daily. And Xyzal, it's X-Y-Z-A-L, 5 milligram at bedtime for allergies as needed. Physical exam, her weight is 165 pounds. Blood pressure, 120 over 72. Pulse is 70 and oxygen saturation 99% on room air. And her weight is up 3 pounds over the last 8 months. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen currently soft, non-tender. No ascites, no guarding, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 25th, 2023. Creatinine is 2.13 with estimated GFR 25, and this is stable. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.1, albumin 4, phosphorus is 4.7. Hemoglobin is 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of illness. 2, chronic interstitial nephritis as the cause of the chronic kidney disease. 3, recent diverticulitis now resolved. The patient will continue to have monthly lab studies done. She'll avoid proton pump inhibitor medications, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP. That's actually 4 months, a follow-up visit in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.